It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Business of the Week, and it's Filthy Phillies this week in downtown Humboldt, and we've got Ariel on the line from Filthy Phillies. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing awesome on this beautiful day. How about you?
Not too bad. It is very nice out. It is the first week of the fair. Well, the fair is only a week long. It's the first real day of the fair. Have you been to the fair yet?
Not yet. No, we've seen a lot of trucks coming in and out and campers getting ready for the festivities. And, you know, it's always a great time of the year. We get super excited to see everybody come out and enjoy the fair and get out about and around town and kind of have fun.
And especially if you're hungry, stop by Filthy Phillies and get yourself an OG Philly cheesesteak and enjoy the fair that way. You guys for the week of the fair, you've got different hours this week. Is that correct?
So we will be closing down on the night of the big event there, the big concert. The Chris Cagle will be closing at 5 o'clock that day to get ready to attend that concert and have fun with the rest of the community there. But otherwise, we'll be open normal hours, 11 to 2, and then 5 to 7. And then Saturday, we'll be back to 11 to 2 and 5 to 8 p.m. that day.
Well, on Saturday, you're going to close down earlier for the fair, so you're not going to take your break on Saturday, correct? Is that what you're
going to? That's correct. Yep. That's correct.
So Saturday, it's straight through 11 to 5, and then you're closing to go see Chris Cagle. That's cool. Hey, when we were talking yesterday with Amanda, she wanted to talk a little bit about the loyalty program. Let's talk about Filthy Phillies loyalty program.
Yeah, for sure. It's a new program for us. We've basically had where if you spend for every $10, you get points towards free cash back towards food. So you can get anything from, you know, $5, $10, $20 off, depending on how much you come by. The more points you earn, you can earn quite a bit of free cash towards food. So that's just, you know, getting started with the program there. We'd like to eventually start branching off to where you can get some merchandise, some t-shirts, some koozies and things like that as you progress in the loyalty program. And the cool thing is we're not the type of loyalty program that spams your text messaging and emails with reminders to come visit. You know, it's purely just for the purpose of giving back to our customers. So no spam from us, but it's definitely a good way to save some cash. And also you can also get a gift card along with it too. So if you come in, purchase a gift card, and you can register that way as well for the loyalty program.
And how do you get to the loyalty program? Is this a website or something like that?
Nope. When you come in, when you first make your purchase, they'll usually ask if you're a loyalty member. That's the time to sign up. They'll just ask for your name and phone number, and that your phone number will be your loyalty ID. So anytime you come in and they ask if you're a loyalty if you're a loyalty member, then you would just give them your phone number and they can find you right there and credit you your points.
Oh, that's easy enough. That's simple. And you did touch upon this a little bit, and this is something I was going to ask Amanda about. But you also do have merchandise, correct?
We do, yep. So we have hoodies, we have some t-shirts, koozies. You know, we've tried to branch out to as many different pieces of apparel as we can. We'd like to start getting some hats done. It's just a work in progress. Sizes are usually a challenge because, you know, you don't know what people are going to order. So we order what we assume people will get. So if you need something that's smaller than normal or larger than normal, you know, just let us know and we'll definitely take care of you.
See, that's the best part about being a local business. You know, you're not a corporate store or a franchise or anything like that. If somebody comes in and says, hey, I need a 4XL t-shirt because I love your Filthy Phillies and I want to promote it, you can get them that. That's, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You know, you go to a normal place, you know, a chain place or something like that, and they've only got what they've got. You can help them out and can get them what they need.
For sure.
And that gives back to the community as well, which you love. The hat, I'm not going to lie, a Filthy Phillies hat would be pretty cool. And these were the new logo, because the new logo you got up on Facebook. I love the new logo.
Yeah, it would definitely be the new logo. We've been trying to transition to using that more so than the original one. And, you know, of course, we went local with the design for the logo, and they did a really great job with that, with the contest that we had. And, that's what we're all about, is keeping things within the community and giving back to the community as much as we can. So, you know, anything we could do to help out other local businesses, whether it's utilizing their services, you know, it all helps. We're all taking care of each other.
The epitome of the business of the week this week, Filthy Phillies in downtown Humboldt. Ariel, thank you very much, sir. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Same Filthy Phillies time, same Filthy Phillies channel, okay?
Sounds good. We'll see you all out there at the fair.